from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palka reporting. An explosion in Germany. An explosion in the German city of Ansbach near Nuremberg has killed a suspected bomber and injured 10 other people. Police said a man, according to our current knowledge, the perpetrator, died in the blast late Sunday. It was the fourth violent incident in Germany in a week and came as the country is still on edge after the killing of 9 people by an 18-year-old Iranian-German gunman in Munich on Friday. The blast in the town of Ansbach prompted the evacuation of more than 2,000 people from a nearby music festival. Police offered no immediate details on the individual killed or those injured. The International Olympic Committee has decided not to ban all Russian teams from competing in next month's Rio Olympics over allegations of an elaborate doping scheme. But they will have to toe the line on certain criteria before they'll be allowed to participate. The announcement came after an IOC meeting on Sunday. Here's the announcement from IOC President Thomas Bach.
Every human being is entitled to individual justice. There we have set the bar to the absolute limit for how Russian athletes can achieve to compete in Rio. All of them have to meet individually these number of very strict criteria we have established today.
Russian Sports Minister Vitaly Mutko says he's grateful to the IOC for not imposing a blanket ban on the Russians. He said that a majority of Russia's team complies with IOC criteria on doping and will be able to compete in Rio. He said these criteria are, of course, very high, but this is a particular challenge for our team, and I can say I'm absolutely sure that they will be able to fulfill the criteria. This is VOA News.
And I think, as I have said a long time ago, that the time is now for Debbie Wasserman Schultz to step aside, not only for these issues. We need a Democratic Party that is open, that's going to bring young people and working people into it, that is going to stand up and take on the big money interests and fight for working families.
That's the voice of former presidential candidate Bernie Sanders, calling for the resignation of the chairwoman of the DNC. His vested interest, however, went a little beyond differing philosophies after WikiLeaks disclosed nearly 20,000 emails from the Democratic Party leaders over the last year and a half that show them mocking and criticizing the upstart campaign of the Vermont senator while he was waging an unexpectedly tough challenge to Clinton for the nomination.
I told you long time ago that that the DNC was not running a fair operation, that they were supporting Secretary Clinton. So what I suggested to be true 6 months ago turns out, in fact, to be true. I'm not shocked, but I am disappointed.
So the head of the U.S. Democratic Party, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, resigned today on the eve of the party's national convention set to affirm former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton as its 2016 presidential nominee. With more on the convention, here's VOA's Michael Bowman.
Democratic nominee-to-be Hillary Clinton says in coming days she will draw a sharp contrast with her Republican opponent.
We will offer a very different vision for our country, one that is about building bridges, not walls.
Clinton spoke Saturday with her new vice presidential pick, Virginia Senator Tim Kaine, while Donald Trump focused on illegal immigration and other perceived threats to America at last week's Republican National Convention, Kaine is making direct appeals to the nation's growing Hispanic community and highlighting his fluency in Spanish.
Bienvenidos a todos en nuestro país.
Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.
Now, who's to be the first to speak at the Democratic Convention tomorrow night? Well, none other than Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. Members of Turkey's ruling and main opposition parties rallied today in support of democracy to condemn the bloody coup attempt of July the 15th. The rally, held under tight supervision Sunday in Istanbul's iconic Taksim Square, was called for by Turkey's largest opposition group, the Secular Republican People's Party. They were joined by other opposition parties and President Tayyip Erdogan's Islamic Justice and Conservative Party, which has ruled Turkey since 2002. Joe Palka reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.